Did Sean Schimmel fall off? Let's talk about that.
No! Why did you say did, bro? Because we know he did fall off. Like, why are you asking?
Well, it's just a lot of... it's a huge topic on, you know, Twitter these days. Or, sorry. X. And
I still hate that fucking name.
Same.
It'll never surprise me how much people are just willing to, like, let that slide. Even though I say that, I don't think anybody lets it slide because they always go, X, formerly Twitter. And I'm like, damn, we just never going to move past it? It's such a bad name. I'm sorry. Off topic already. Go ahead, fell off, Sean Schimmel.
Yeah. So basically, a lot of people on Twitter, because, again, I'm going to go ahead. I got to get out in front of this, all right? Dada's trying to play into a bit right now, but just to answer the question, no, he did not. No, I'm sorry. He didn't fall off. You're wrong, okay? It's a bait tweet for interaction, bro. I'm telling you right now, bro, the second that they made it to where all you have to do is farm retweets and likes and you'll get a paycheck, even if it is like 23 cents and you can't even buy something off the dollar menu from it. It was still a problem because people were like, all right, it's time to bait. And like the easiest thing to bait is saying like super blasphemous takes like Sean Schimmel's fallen off when, holy crap, that might be some of his absolute best work we've seen to date. That was incredible.
I thought it was really good. I definitely don't get that. I genuinely think maybe this is crazy talk, bro. I think it's just like the cooler thing to like the Japanese, you know, the original audio because it's like original. And I get that, you know, I understand. But, you know, this was not bad at all. In fact, I really liked it. The only thing I could give credit on is like what you were saying, the thing that you got spoiled on. We were talking about it in the reaction, how they didn't do like the echo thing. I did like the echo, but I liked what they did for English just as much. It was just different, I felt.
Like, I know that she is the true, I guess, like original version, as you just said, but... And we heard it that way, and that way does sound really good. But Sean's variation on it, because that's, again, this is how I got spoiled, because people just kept going on and on how much they loved the echo and the reverb and like adding the effects and overlapping her voice, and that was really cool. But they went a different route with Sean's voice, and I still think it has its own place. And I just cannot even imagine at all watching these episodes that we just got through watching. Which again, you can watch, literally our reactions exist now. Of the English dub version for these, like if you become a key member, you can click the join button here on YouTube or go to patreon.com/key moments to watch those reactions. But anyways,
well, we only did one and a half episodes.
One and a half. Yeah, you're right. Cause that there's like, I have a slight time limit today. That's super important, but then also Dotto has been without internet, which is why this is up a little bit late. So Dotto, real quick.
Sorry, fellas.
Let's do our, you know, we gotta do our normal key moments thing where we don't fully get back to the main for just a second. Give us one film you watched and give us like a quick review of it.
Because
you had no internet, wow. So you were watching some 4K Blu-rays. So let's hear.
Well, I also was watching some DVDs. Actually,
you watched a DVD?
Yeah, bro. It was the Family Guy like Star Wars special.
Oh, okay.
I messaged Rob about it. He was like, wow, true classic. And I was like, hey, man, pretty funny stuff. Anyway, I'll do two movies because one's new and then one I actually have a little bit of beef with. But the first one that I want to bring up is I watched Mickey 17.
I've been wanting to watch that.
Yeah, it's a newer film. No spoilers, obviously. Quite dignified guy. But it's really interesting. It's like, I don't know. I enjoyed watching it. It's like a film that I more so enjoyed because it establishes a world really well. And I just felt like I was like, man, this feels real. Like I understand it. I get the ebbs and flow. But it took a lot of weird turns, not stuff I would have expected. I do recommend it, but it's just not for a typical movie standard. Like not because I left and I was like, wow, the plot was so engaging. It was more just pretty cool. Secondly, the real movie that I'm going to use to fulfill what you asked me is I finally, for the first time, watched Tenet. Have you ever seen Tenet?
I have not seen Tenet. It's one of the holes in my Nolan verse. Whatever. Yeah. Knowledge.
Anyway, it was just a movie that was huge. But it's a time.
That was on a Robert Pattinson kick, huh?
It's funny because me and Kenzie have been making a joke. I'm like, damn, they're just working him to death. It wasn't planned that way, but, you know, he's in a lot of movies. Anyway, he was pretty good in Tenet, I will say. Tenet, it pissed me off because I never, Nano, I actually think we agree with this. Maybe not. Maybe I'm remembering it wrong. But I hate using subtitles when I watch shit in English. I speak English. Same. I mean, subtitles.
I forgot you were like, so when we just watched, again, we literally just watched the Dime a Dub, and I turned them off because I can't stand it because you, like, I can understand what they're saying. So I don't need subtitles, and if they're there on screen, my eyes get so drawn to them.
Yes, I'm going to read them. And I'm going to take a shot at Kenzie here. And honestly, most subtitles people, this is like the craziest fucking opinion, but I feel like subtitles, I talk about people that use subtitles like, how people talk about the next generation of kids. Like, I actually think they're rotting your fucking brain. Because I'll turn them off and kids are like, I can't understand. I don't understand. I'm like, it's English. It is fucking English. What do you mean you can't understand? Like, to the point where she'll watch South Park with subtitles on, which sounds like anything with subtitles on. But the characters in South Park are kids, so they're all small, which means the action takes place predominantly exactly where the subtitles are. It's like the most annoying shit in the world to watch. Because like the characters will be talking and their entire bodies are censored. Oh my God, it pisses me off. Anyway, that all being said, Tenet, and this is a popular critique online, I know because I looked it up, but you cannot hear these fucking characters, man. The audio is balanced so skewed, which is, you know, fine. Like, I respect the, it's like a chef when you order food. I always say, what does the chef recommend? Like, how would they cook it? Like, don't ask me how I want to cook. Let the chef do his thing. I do that with directors and, like, fucking people that make films. So the way it is like, the way the audio balance is the way they want it to hear. You don't need to hear every piece of dialogue. But, man, you just can't hear shit. And the plot line is so convoluted.
I do know it's that like, about it. Apparently, yeah, the plot line is very like, yeah, yes, like Kingdom Hearts or something.
It's a timey-wimey movie, bro. It's all about time. It's really fucking cool, actually. I did walk away liking it because you don't need to know too much of the plot to understand it. They literally say in the movie, I kind of rolled my eyes at it, but when they very first introduce the time element, they say, don't think about it too much. And I'm like, all right, so we're just fucking throwing in the towel on this one?
No way. They said that?
And yeah, there's a laboratory girl, and she's like, the bullets are inverted in time. They come backwards. And then the main character goes, how does that work? She's like, don't think about it too much. And I'm like, all right. All right, dog. But it's cool. They basically go through half the movie forwards, and then the next half of the movie is them going backwards. And I thought the ending was really good. And basically that was, but the audio balancing, again, that was shit. Everybody on the internet agreed with me. And then, so I went to go turn the subtitles on in an act of defeat, Nano. I went to go turn the subtitles on and it shamed the fuck out of me because I went and it said like all the different languages. And then it said English parentheses for the deaf and hard of hearing. I'm like, all right, so not me. So I'm just supposed to fucking deal with it then. I didn't turn them on. I got successfully shamed out of it.
Damn. You want to know what, though? One small feature, though, that they do have right now on, like, Netflix. I think Netflix and Hulu for sure do it. I think Prime does it, too. Is where if you, like, rewind, it'll put subtitles on for the amount that you rewinded. Because they're assuming that you probably rewinded it because you needed to understand what the hell someone just said. Because, like, some shows really are just not mixed well. Like, it's just the way it is. And so sometimes, or maybe, like, the character just said it, like, muttering it or something. And so you just like press rewind and it will tell you subs for just like that moment and then subs are off. And I'm like, that's a good feature. Like, that's actually a good feature.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like that, but I'll take it.
Next time, just like you're playing something, do you have, surely you have Hulu and or Netflix.
I have Netflix.
Try it. Just like rewind something like one time. Just press the back button one time on your remote. And when things play forward for the next like 10 seconds, it'll have subtitles and then they go away.
Interesting. I would have never even thought about it being for that reason.
But yeah, I mean, that's got to be what it's for, right? Because people will be like, wait, what they saying? And like, but man, anyway,
I will say I do want to say Nano. Having no internet but still having power was like a Super Bowl for our types. Like, I actually was like, oh no, whatever will I do? Just kidding, bro. You know I planned for this shit. I went in, I took out my South Park Blu-rays or the Family Guy DVDs, bro. I was like, I'm good. I'm really chilling.
Dude, I won't lie, not having internet. I mean, I wouldn't want to not have internet during like a time where I really needed it. Like Legends is about to have 7th anniversary. So not having internet would be very detrimental to that specifically. But if it was any other time, like that's like okay, that's the world telling me to take a break from all this like video making stuff and from my job and just go do literally like go outside or go play a game for once or go watch a movie or something like that. That sounds nice. Like that's honestly, that's how I use my child's like baseball games and stuff. I'm like, okay, that like I literally have got to get out of the house and just get away from my setup. And like, I can't worry about making videos for like the next 2.5 hours. Cause we're going outside and watching my kiddo play baseball for an hour and a half. It's pretty great. I won't lie. It's
I will say I didn't necessarily say that, but that is basically what happens. Like anytime my internet goes out, it's like a freeing feeling because I'm just like, man, it's not that I'm lazy, parentheses, I am. I just can't do it right now. So like, it's like I'll continue being lazy, but now I feel good about it. It's like, well, there's nothing I can do. I'm just letting go. So usually I'll just go like for a cartoonish walk, or maybe I'll just go like to the movie theater or something, just anything else.
There were several tweets, but one of the tweets that did get a decent amount of traction was after hearing the dub, this is back referring to Sean, after hearing the dub, maybe he's just getting old. And this was a quote tweet on Sean apparently responding on Instagram saying that he passed out 3 times during the recording for English dub of Daima Finale. And I'm like, I don't even know what that's supposed to be in reference to. I feel like the one benefit to the dub, or you know, listening to the dub, and this is not to say that obviously the Japanese voice actors haven't done this as well, but I feel like you can really tell that all of these voice actors have just gotten better and better over the years. Like a bit hyper or a bit like crazy to say like this SSJ4 Goku was like Sean's absolute best work, but I definitely do think this is easily up there being some of his better work as Goku. Like no question. I know I'm off of it, so some recency bias going on here, but he was great. I just don't know how you walk away from what we just watched thinking that wasn't good voice acting. I think even more specifically, and like I don't watch a ton of anime, but I called out one of the voices we heard. And Dotto said that's kind of sort of just like modern, like anime guy in stuff. And I will say like it does feel like there are a lot of characters that feel very samey, and that's probably how they're directed because that's what they think people want to hear. But like I still feel like Dragon Ball is such a unique sound palette to the way all the different characters sound, and that's like also something I think is like a super like pro about all of these. And I think Sean specifically as Goku does not sound like insert other character from other anime really anywhere. Like I think Sean has such a very like unique voice and take on his character of Goku that I'm just like glazing like crazy. Honestly, I started thinking about Dotto. I might just call our bonus this week like literally Dotto and Nano glaze English voice actors for 38 minutes or what. Like,
I do get what you're saying, and I like English stuff too, but I also, to the people that like the original stuff, like I definitely do think English dubs, and this may just be hating. Like, I agree with you. Dragon Ball, like, just sounds, everything sounds unique to me in Dragon Ball. But when, and I know you don't agree with this, I can't watch My Hero dubbed and enjoy it the same as you can, because All Might just sounds like Vegeta to me, or Piccolo, or just any other Chris Sabin voice. Like, I just hear Dragon Ball in that. I'm like, oh, man. But more of an issue is that I do think, you know, Glorio kind of has that sound I was talking about, but a lot of English dubs kind of have that similar voice. I don't know, like, ironically, Sai does this voice very well. It's just like, there's a style nowadays, and it's like anime protagonist guy. I do have a strong feeling that this is mostly just hating on my half, even though I'm not hating that hard. It's just, old man stuff. Like I just like when stuff sounds unique, even if it sounds goofy, like the old like WB cartoons. I would prefer goofy and unique over samey and like normal. And I feel like a lot of shows do that nowadays. Like Jujutsu Kaisen, everybody just kind of sounds normal to me.
Let me think about JJK. Yeah, that's probably one where, like, obviously the voice acting is really good in that show, but I'm trying to think of any one voice that, like, super sticks out, and I don't know that there is one, really.
Like, which, again, I'm saying this, but sometimes that can be a bad thing, bro. Like, One Piece is, like, a lot of freaks. One Piece has a lot of freaky, goofy voices. JJK is, like, everybody's just, like, too cool for school.
I watched One Piece, like an actual chunk of One Piece for the first time ever because Diddy Sauce is currently, like, watching the Wano, is that what it's called? Wano arc? And we were hanging out waiting to, like, record a video, and he's, like, he's watching One Piece, actually, is what he's watching, I think. And he's, like, here, check this out. I want to show you this scene. And, of course, it's all animated now by the same team that did Dragon Ball Super Broly, or it was always animated by them. I don't know. Either way, it looked very Dragon Ball Super Broly-esque. And it looked very, very pretty. And if there's a lot of characters that sound like the person that was on screen while he was showing me this, if they all sound like that, which that's the thing. I don't know anything about One Piece. Like, that was the most One Piece I've ever watched in my whole life, minus the virality of Gear 5. And I watched the Gear 5 sequence. And I personally made a slight bait tweet on that specifically. But the first time I watched that, I wasn't sure if the effects were official that was going on, or if they've been added in, because it sounded so, but whatever. But again, as someone who's not familiar with One Piece, I don't know the lore of, I think it's called Looney Tune Force. Is that right?
I don't know if that's right or wrong. But it's funny, so I say it's true, yeah.
Anyway, and so, like, it was supposed to all be in there. So, I mean, I'm guessing that with that series, like, a bunch of goofy voices just, like, makes sense.
Yeah, no, that's a bit of an all-over-the-place series anyway. But going back to, I'm pretty sure that recently somebody tweeted out, like, somebody a part of the, somebody in the One Piece process was, like, it was actually the most aggressive Japanese tweet I've ever read. And I'm trying to remember if it was real or not, but it was basically, like, the team needs to be looked into being removed that does the sound design. And I was like, damn, for a Japanese person to say that, that would be like an English person telling them to kill themselves. I'm not even gonna lie, bro. Like, I've never seen that.
Was it in reference to One Piece?
Yeah, it was about like the One Piece sound design.
So, okay. So I'm asking this because I brought this up. So when he showed me this clip, I'm like, wait, these are Dragon Ball sound effects. Like, they were very clearly, like, I'm pretty sure I heard like a Kaioken type of sound effect, or the sound effect that I associate anyway with Kaioken. And I was like, why would that be in this? And he told me apparently they were either firing them, or they were looking into them, because the sound design team was just using the same effects they've used literally forever and for other anime inside One Piece. And I'm like, yeah, like, it's weird to hear Dragon Ball specific. Like, there was a punch sound effect that I'm like, that is a Dragon Ball ass punch sound effect. Like, you know, which I guess how many ways can you do a punch maybe is what that team's thinking. But it sounded very Dragon Ball coded. And so I actually get what that person was talking about, because I called it out when I was watching. I'm like, damn, this sounds like Dragon Ball. This literally just sounds like Dragon Ball. Anyway.
Yeah, no, I have watched it before. And they do share a lot. Obviously, people like you and me think of it as Dragon Ball, and that, like, it affects it. But I genuinely do think their sound design is very, especially considering how good their animation has been. Like, it just comes off as very lazy. Like, it's sound effects. Like, they basically open up their folder, and they've been using the same folder for 20 years.
Relatable, by the way.
I know. I do that all the time, which is why I'm not judging. But, you know. Oh, it was a guy called Hone Hone. And the sound in one... Oh, he said this. The sound in One Piece is devastatingly bad, so I hope something is done about it as soon as possible. This episode was really sad because of the difference between the overwhelming animation and the terrible sound. For a Japanese person to say that, that's fucking crazy. That is insane. Although I guess I should have kept reading to see how he's connected to the... Oh, he's an animator.
Oh, okay. Dude... You brought up something during the bonus that I did want to just like briefly talk about, but I felt like we were on this path to people just accepting dubs as like what they were, and just as a very solid form of watching anime. And again, I've never, I've never actually understood why people are so anti-dub, minus when I guess they're making like drastic changes. But when people will present to me their examples of like this change that just completely changes the characterization of this character and how you would interpret them and blah, blah, blah. And it's like the most minuscule nothing burger thing ever. And is would have never affected the way I thought of them anyway. But I felt like we were moving towards a better place with that and like a more acceptable place. And then now maybe it's just the people I follow, but it's sort of gotten inflated again where it's like a lot of sub purists. And if you watch the dub, you're like not really watching the show type shit. And I just don't, I don't get that. Like I genuinely, I'll watch the sub when it's the only thing to watch. But for me, if you're going to ask me like, which one am I choosing? I'm choosing the dub every time because of the thing we just talked about at the beginning of this episode. I fucking hate having to have subtitles on the screen, and especially when you're watching a show that is like doing a lot of action sequences and they're also talking while they're doing their action. And so I'm having to read like lines of text this big multiple times while they're also doing really cool shit on the screen. And I'm like, shit, man, like, dude, I want to be able to understand what they're saying while they're landing that punch and that kick and that time stop and da 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 da. Like, anywho, why do you think we're going back this way? Do you think it's a bigger cultural movement that's maybe associated with more of the political climate going on right now in the world? Or
yeah, I think the politics of it all is what's really starting to seep into my damn anime. No, I think it's legitimately just I hope that a big part of it is just that people like respecting the original intention of art, which is cool. And that's, you know, that would be my most respectable thing about it. But I do believe that a lot of it is just I'm a bigger fan than you kind of shit. Like you didn't read the original penmanship of Akira Toriyama.
That's so lame.
It's lame, but I think that's a big part, especially when it really just depends on how schmarmy they sound. Like, because I can get behind making fun of stuff. Sometimes stuff sounds bad. And I definitely come at it from the other angle. Like, sometimes I definitely think people... my least favorite argument, even though, again, sometimes this argument is fine, it's when people are like, I can't listen to anime in English because it's so corny. I'm like, bro, this is... Like, this shit is just corny, dog. I don't know what you want to say. Like, there's nothing you can do. Like, Sanji sounds corny in English. Bro, it's the same shit in Japanese. But all, oh my god, dude. But yeah, I think that's just it. I don't know. Other than that, and also I just think it's creating more people like that because, you know, how you first experience it, as I think it's going to play into it in a big factor. And for some reason, Nana, we're in 2025 and the English dub of Daima just ended right now.
Yeah.
We finished that shit 3 months ago, yeah. Dog. Like, and we're the biggest fucking English dub Sims on the internet.
Yeah, we are.
And did we go back and watch it week to week?
No,
no.
I literally told you on record, like this sitting down today to watch the 1.5 episodes that we watched that's the only time I've sat down to watch a single episode of the 20 episode run of Dragon Ball Daima in dub. Period. Because the thing is, like, it's also it's so close but so far away that, like, minus wanting to see this, because I mean, this was like peak Dragon Ball today. Like, there's not enough there for me to want to read. Like, I didn't even rewatch Super in English. I've not seen the majority of. I've not seen pretty much any of Super in English, because it's like when I do. Eventually revisit that series, I will watch it in the dub for sure, because it'll probably be a series I'm putting on a second monitor or on a TV and probably doing some other things so I can just hear it without having to truly focus on 100%, which by the way is another aspect of wanting it in dub. People act like it, like as if we don't all multitask way too much, but that is one aspect that would be nice to be able to like have it over on something and you can hear it and you can still comprehend it and understand what's going on. Where it's not something that like, well, if I want to watch this episode, I have to make sure I have 22 minutes of purely dedicated time because I have to sit there, pay attention and read subtitles the entire time or I'm completely lost. Like that is another aspect of wanting it in your own language. I guess the one thing else I'll say though, to go back on what you were saying, it feels like it's not the original version, the dub specifically, because like we're watching it 3 months later. But if it's a simulcast, and I feel like the the dubbing team is so probably, I mean, I don't know. We have friends, technically, I guess, in the voice acting industry and acquaintances. So this is probably something we could just ask them. But I feel like they are probably still a very integral part to the overall production process of this, because despite what people want to say on the internet, there's still an obvious huge audience that want to hear anime in their native language and not the subtitle, like experience it in Japanese. They want to hear it in English or Spanish or whatever. So if that, like, there's still a huge audience for it, or they wouldn't do it. But like, if it was a simulcast, then do you still feel that the sub is the quote unquote original? If the English dub team was like integrated into the team and was there and it released on the same day, like you're saying like this dub version isn't original, but to me, I guess it's not like original in this case, because it came out at a different time, so it doesn't feel that way, but it still feel like, I have to imagine they're so closely integrated, and like you, I think you commented in the bonus, they can't have fun anymore, I think is what you said.
I do.
Like, there's no wiggle room
I still hate that, bro. I still wish it was the other way around. But yeah, no, I think if, like, whichever one you see first, that's going to be your original at that point. Which just is going to really change shit. Honestly, so to your point, no, I don't think that would be a big thing for people then. I think people would still argue that whatever the creator spoke would be more in line with what they wanted. But one series that I think does this very well, and I think I've seen like people on the internet say this, I think Naruto has the best, like, I could watch that in Japanese and I think all the voices are great and pretty good, and then in English and I think all the voices are great and really good. In my mind, I go back and forth in Naruto, like from Japanese to English, like seamlessly. Like, I just enjoy both of them, and they're both really cool and they're both great. Not a lot of other show, because I know we watch. Bro, listen, we haven't said any clippable moments, but so it's. I want to lay the chips on the table. I do not like the Japanese version even 50% as much as the English version. Not even close.
I will agree, and I know that's incredibly blasphemous to say. And the flowers to the entire Japanese cast of this, but for me, Dragon Ball is that cast we just heard today. Like, Chris,
I 100% agree, bro. If it's not Sean's Goku, if it's not I have every ignorant bigot take you can have on the English, but like, because I don't like the higher pitch sounding Goku. That doesn't mean I you know, no disrespect. Obviously, I feel like a lot of people always take it as disrespect. You know, she is the GOAT. She is the OG. But I like Goku to be like the hero type, like the more aggressive, the louder voice. And then Goofy on the side, you know, but not. And this goes back into the English dub thing, man. I hate that English dubs can't just do their own thing a little bit. Like, it used to be cool. Like, it used to be a little like, you know, you could play around with stuff, well, change things up. You still get the overall story.
He did, but, you a little know, bit
you,
today,
you,
though.
He changed it. And you know what? And then you kind of spin, because that was my favorite fucking part. That was my favorite part. Okay, wait. Can I be honest?
Yeah, let's hear it.
In the reaction, you said, do you think he's going to say one more bonus, or do you think he's going to say to go further beyond? And I didn't say in the moment, because I didn't want to spoil you, but I didn't hear it. But I did see a tweet from somebody that I think I follow and like is cool. So nothing against them, but they were like, it's crazy how one more bonus sounds better than to go further beyond.
Whoa.
And I thought that was the craziest. I didn't say anything, but I literally, I rolled my eyes while I was holding my phone. I was like, you cannot be serious. Dude. I was like, bro, it's not even in the same fucking league. It's not even in the same league, bro. That shit is in the one more bonus is in the goddamn G League. That shit sounds stupid as hell.
Dude.
Dude, one more bonus.
To go even further beyond has legacy, dog.
Has legacy. It has impact. It has a whole fucking. That shit was the Luffy's red rock is more iconic than Kamehameha off tweets, bro. Like, I was like, what? I was like, what are we talking about? One more bonus,
dude.
That shit is not getting its own AMV, dog. It's not. It just isn't gonna happen.
Yeah, Yeah, that dude, that is a crazy take, man. Like that right there, not all that is bait, because dude, the one thing that I know, because I again, as being in this community now for like a decade, the sort of Twitter community, and not just like talking to my friends and all my IRLs and all of that, like and seeing a lot of different takes, is the one thing that I will see most people agree on truly is that if you are going to watch the Dragon Ball Z dub, the one thing that they say they got right was literally the Super Saiyan 3 transformation, from the OST to Sean's voice acting and everything he said, like all of that, right? And so like I just, what are we talking about?
How, you know, I'm looking it up. I was trying to find the exact one, but I can't find it. Turns out this is actually a pretty, like, people be debating this, bro.
What?
Like they're like, one more bonus was better, and then I just sent you one that's like, now for something even further beyond, oh brother, and then like a guy making a stink face. It's like, bro, are you serious? Like this shit's not even, it's not even fucking close. Like to me, it's not even close.
What are we?
One more bonus doesn't even sound like anything. One more bonus? How is that cool? Is that cool? Is that the hype? I'm not hearing it, dog. To me, it's not even, it's not even fucking close.
To me, all this sounds like to me is they heard the one more bonus. The one more bonus was the JP version of it. And now that is the, what you like to say, original. And so now, even though this was a super sick callback to everyone that grew up with the dub, which, by the way, that's the majority of people I think that are watching Daima. Although Daima did get, did you see this? He got not announced, but
oh, the Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards.
Yes, yes,
I saw that. I thought that was really cool. Yeah. I don't know, but it confused me. I was actually going to ask you about that because I assumed you would know more. Did it air on Nickelodeon, or like, did it have anything to do with that, or did they just pick it as a cartoon?
I don't think.
I still think it's cool because that means kids are still watching this shit. I didn't think a kid would really know how to get to Dime, but maybe I'm just thinking of myself. I was fucking stupid.
But no, because remember, this was a web series over here. So, like, fully,
yeah, but
exclusive
on, web on series. Crunchyroll.
So it did not air on Nickelodeon, no. But I guess,
oh, I'm so fucking old, dude. Do kids have Crunchyroll accounts? Like, I would literally just have to rely on TV.
What are you talking
Holy
about?
Holy shit, dude. I don't know, bro. I just don't know how they, as a kid for me, like, life happened to me as a kid. I didn't go out and seek life out, you know? Like, I would turn on my TV and whatever was there, that's what I got. And then maybe I would go, like, on YouTube and watch Let's Plays that were recommended to me.
I guess I wouldn't go so far as to say, like, I don't have kids old enough that are the, I guess, true audience.
True kids.
For Dragon Ball Daima. I mean, he's getting close, but he doesn't have like his own Netflix account, but obviously he has his own Netflix like profile that has like built up an algorithm for him specifically. And so, I mean, that would probably be the same as like with Crunchyroll, right? Like, I'm sure he'll have a Crunchyroll account here in not too long where
I guess it makes sense. Well, I regardless, it's still fucking cool because I know as a kid, I would have seen that and I would have been like, whoa, Dragon Ball Daima, what's that? And then I would have watched it.
Dude, you blew my mind with the fact that people were dogging on to go even further beyond. That line did so much for me, bro. Like
that is the rage bait for English dub fans. Like they're taking away my further beyond. Also, the reason I don't get that one is you didn't even hear one more bonus. You read one more bonus. Like, how do you think that's cool? It's not even what she said, dog. Like, maybe that's what it translates to, but that's not the words. Like, Goku didn't say one more bonus. I don't get it. What are we arguing about? Like, that's not what you heard. You read it, yes, but that Goku did not say that.
Let's be real. If Sean said one more bonus, it would not hit anywhere near as much as him saying this.
That's the thing is, he wouldn't even say one more bonus. He would have to say, and now for a bonus, or I'm throwing it or something. Like, how would it, one more bonus? It's like, what?
Yeah, it doesn't even really make like sense.
Or at least it doesn't have any weight behind it.
Yeah. I like if him just all of a sudden saying like one more bonus would not even, I don't know, dude. I don't know. That's a That is a that might be a crazier take to me right now than them trying to say like somehow he's fallen off, which, by the way, again, I also know is bait, because there's no way you just heard what I just heard and you trying to say Sean fell off. Nah, dog.
Oh, wait, dude. You remember how you jokingly asked if it was the political climate? What if it? I recently found out, and it's changed my worldview, that a lot of people don't like Sean Schimmel as like a dude.
What?
Yeah, I found out a lot of people don't like him.
Oh. Why?
I don't think it's for anything crazy. I think it's like, but I don't know. I just found out people don't. Some people don't, which I know, shocker. But it's just like some people are just like actually like, he's such a this, such a that.
Damn.
So it could be a little bit of that too.
There's a lot of people don't like this podcast right now. Then if there's a big I know, portion of them, they're like,
I know, because we're glazing. See, we're like the. I don't think there's anything behind it. I think it's literally just like a few interview clips and like people think he comes off as like
arrogant.
Yes. Or like when because I know one thing that I saw people get on him about was, and we talked about this, it was the way Japan views it and like the team four star like type of stuff. Like, you don't like when people do that? He's like, no, it causes a lot of headaches for me. I really don't. And people like get on his ass about that. But the way I see that is, bro, I can't imagine that shit in his position. Like, going around, if he said, yeah, I like it when fans do stuff with Dragon Ball, you know how much of a fucking pain in the ass they would give him for saying shit like that publicly? Like, I don't really take anything public speakers say like that super like crazy. Like, to me, it doesn't mean anything. It just means like, hey, my boss is going to ride my ass. If we talk about this,
there's just some things like you can't exactly expand on or say necessarily if you want to keep your job, which I'm sure he would like to keep his job sometimes. Like, that's just,
I'm trying to think of a way. It'd be like, if you were talking to a guy in front of his wife and you were like, I don't know, man, women are pretty attractive. And he was like, no, women, fuck, you're gross for fucking saying women are attractive, dude. Like, that's not true. And it's just like, yeah, bro, he's saying that because they're watching. It's like, bro, you can't fucking, like, what does that even mean? Like, it's just, you know, they're going to get in trouble. Like, that's all it is. He wants to keep his job and just go to work. I don't think anything of it. Plus, I'm just judging the voice work, and I thought it was spectacular.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Sean, really, outside of what he does as Goku. So it's like, or as Monkey King, but
well, they don't. I hope you one day we got to get him on the podcast. So
I know I know I
that's like, so he is based, he is cool, and he is all those things.
But what?
What I was
gonna say is, did you happen to bring your Krispy Kreme outfit in your room today?
I got
mine over here because it's a fucking Krispy Kreme factory over here right now. I'm how much we're glazing today. Damn.
I mean, dude, he's just fucking talented. I mean, he's got a, have you seen his headshot? Fucking handsome motherfucker he is, dude.
Somebody clip this and send this to Sean's agent. We got to get him on the podcast, man.
They're your biggest fucking fans, dude. They brought up how good you look in your headshot.
Hey, man, it is a nice headshot, you know? We could be good PR for you, Sean. All right, come on the podcast. Anyways, Dotto, I had one thing I wanted to bring up to you for real, because I can't remember. Are you an Invincible guy?
I am. I thought you weren't, though, but go ahead.
So I brought this up on a few podcasts ago. I watched season one, but then they fucked me by splitting season two up by so much.
Go ahead.
I don't know. That was just... You gotta agree, that was like a stupid move to like split that season up like by months, right? I'm pretty sure it was like a 2 month gap between part one and
it
part
was,
two.
It was a long gap. It was like three, it was something stupid.
So I didn't get back to it. But then once season three was out and I kept seeing these conquest memes, and I'm like, okay, I gotta catch up on this show. So I'm caught up on that show. And holy crap, that show is so damn good. That show very good. Oh, are you a reader or are you just a watcher?
I bought all of the comics, but I gave them to my brother. My brother's a huge fan of Invincible. So much so that he was sending me pictures. They just released a new Battle Beast comic and he like pre-ordered it and was reading it physically.
Oh.
Which he is not a comics guy. So no, I'm not a reader. I know like some stuff. I've read bits and pieces, but I'm pretty much just a watcher. Which, I mean, you wouldn't be affected by this, but you've watched it all. They're doing some like crazy out of the book shit. Like we were talking about the English dub having fun. They are not like they're doing show specific storylines now.
But he's involved, right? Isn't he involved with the whole process anyway? So is this like the original creator?
No, I think he is. Yeah, I'm just saying he's doing new shit. Like he's throwing some shit at the wall now.
Now let me ask you, how do you feel about stuff like that? Especially if the original creator is involved. Do you think it's a bad thing to do that? It's kind of like when people are mad when the movie is drastically different from the thing that we already have. But it's like, as long as the original create to me, as long as the original creator did it, or if the changes they're making are cool, it doesn't bother me. Cause like, am I trying to watch the one to one, kind of like The Last of Us? People get real weird about The Last of Us and some of it's like slight changes or it's expanding that it's doing. But I'm like, dude, Last of Us is already a narrative based game with really, really detailed cutscenes. If I wanted to see this exactly one to one the entire time again, I would just go replay the game and not even care about watching the TV show. Right. So anyways, what are your thoughts on when they make changes?
To be honest, gonna come at you right down the middle, fence post right up my ass type beat. Like, it really depends on if it's good or if it's ass.
Okay.
Like Last of Us, I feel like I was gonna bring it up because I feel like it really is like a, I don't get how people could be upset about it because it's such a down the middle thing. Like you said, Last of Us already exists and it's really good and you can watch it as a movie. And it's not like they're like, oh, the zombies are shooting guns now. It's not like anything fucking wild. It's just like different. It's like different things of different happening and, you know, like shit like that. And it's still interesting. It's cool. So I don't mind it. I think if the creator's involved, it's more likely to just be good. And also Invincible, the comic book, I'm not gonna lie, some of the parts I've read are a little bit ass. It does do some comic-y type shit. So I'm all down. Like, if it's not 100% perfect the first time, I'm down to get some changes in here. Like, let's fucking mix it up. Keep it fresh. Maybe we can connect some storylines in a better way. Like, one thing that the Invincible show does, and the book does it too, and this is one-to-one, but I would be fine if they changed this shit, is, like, sometimes motherfuckers gotta stay dead, man. Like, it is so hard to put a character down in Invincible and they're just dead for good. They just keep on coming back.
Dude, well, yeah, like, I really want to... All right, Invincible, and you know what? We're super deep into this podcast. If you do not want to be spoiled on Invincible, like season 3 stuff,
leave now, dog. Leave. It's over.
Because I also want to bring up one other thing to Dotto that is even a past season 3 spoiler that I looked up and found out. But I got asked out of this. So I will say it. I guess I was spoiled on things without knowing I was spoiled. So the two things I was slightly spoiled on was I had not seen Angstrom Levy the way that people were losing their minds that he didn't look like it from the comic to the show. And like the comic is like super detailed, right? And like a lot of animators pitched in and was like, bro, like you can't draw him to look exactly like that incredibly detailed comic panel, like in every scene that he's going to be in. Like that would be just way too much, which I'm like, yeah, that makes sense to me, right? Anyways, that was a slight spoiler because I knew he was going to come back at some point because when he died, he didn't look, when he quote unquote died, he didn't look anything like the panels people were tweeting about. So I was like, cause he didn't have like his scar yet from him beating his whole like skull in or whatever. And then the second
fucking caving his head in.
The second one that was kind of like, honestly, a spoiler that like, I was like, well, how the fuck is this going to even play in was all the conquest talk. Because he shows up out of nowhere at the end of episode 7, right after a huge conflict, and there's like no cooldown at all. He just, what is the line he says? Prepare for something, worm, right?
Stand ready for my arrival.
Yeah, stand ready for my arrival, worm, or something like that. Anyways, and because I knew Conquest is coming, I'm like, is he gonna? I started thinking he was going to be like the finale because I didn't know anything about him other than the fact that he shows up. I also know his voice actor, and that was sick because that dude is talented, bro. That dude is like talented as hell. But anyways, so I was like, when is this dude going to show up? And I was like, okay, he's probably going to be a cliffhanger. He's just going to show up and then the whole season's going to end. And then when he shows up at the end of episode 7, I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, how? Like, he's still beat up basically from taking on these other dudes. Like the entire world just got destroyed by these like multiverse marks. Like, what the shit? And then at the end of that damn season, where freaking what's his face has him still alive. He's like, when you let me know when he wakes up or whatever. I'm like, so he's not dead yet either? I'm like, what? Yeah. What are we doing?
No, it's like from complete. That's one of those things that if they wanted to change that, I would have been so cool with that shit, bro. It's like, can somebody please stay dead? Like, please. Like, they get their whole fucking brain bashed into goop. How are you alive?
Oh, and Eve. Eve.
Yeah.
She's but a little reason, though.
Yeah, hers is a nice lore reason. I don't even really mind that one. Like, because she gets fucking bashed up and then, boom, recuperates. Other people get bashed up in what, modern medicine, bro? Like, where are we hiding this modern medicine?
Dude, that's the thing. So I definitely, I mean, minus seeing that panel and having that, like, in my subconscious somewhere, he gets beat to death to a point to where I would not have believed he was coming back. Angstrom Levy or whatever, right? The dude that can create portals. Like, he looked beyond repair. Truly. Like, there was nothing left of his face. He looked beyond repair. And then he comes back and he just has, like, this scar down the side of his face. But it's, like, these machinists that put him back together or whatever. I will say, though, Dotto, I did think, and I was like, ooh, I'm gonna love this. I thought there was gonna be some time. Like warping involved or something, some sort of like time, like reversal coming into play. Cause when Adam Eve got her face and a hole through her body, after everything else that had happened in the show, I was like, you know, cause like, Angstrom Levy brings the multiverse marks to try to like ruin the Invincible name for the entire like globe. I'm like, okay, so there's going to be some level of like time reversal to go back before all this happened to somehow stop it, especially after Adam Eve like is like she literally died. She flatlined. I'm like, dude, there's no way all this has happened. Like, and then when nothing started happening, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, okay, so are the Martian and his dad Nolan gonna show up? Like, what is happening? And then when Adam Eve just pops up, I'm like, okay, wait. Because, oh, that was the other thing that happened. Rex dies. And I was like, no fucking way is Rex dead for good. There's got to be some time travel here. Like, there has to be a time travel element here. I'm still not convinced there isn't. So I don't want you to hint at anything if you know anything. But, like, I was like...
Speaking of time travel, though, this season, I think it was this season, had my, like, I love when time travel does this. It's like, you know, the twins, they, like, pick them up and they go back in time.
Oh, and they, like, yeah, fight and because immortal. Of them, too, Dotto, because they were involved with the season. So, like, that was my, like, red herring of, like, it's gonna come back into play. Like, they're gonna do some sort of time travel bullshit with them. Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
My favorite shit is just like that level of time travel. Like Mark gets taken away from Eve and she's like, wait. And then like, you know, we see Invincible's whole journey, but to Eve, it's literally like, and also they did the clothes bit. Like, where am I going to put my clothes? And then like future Mark opens up the portal. He's like, I'll take those. and then he just gets his clothes back in the future. I don't know why that shit is so funny to me. It's like, well, wait, oh, you're back. Oh, hey, time travel's crazy. Yeah. That was fucking nuts. Anyway. Like, damn, dude cannot have a single date.
Yeah, that was also crazy. But, dude, I will say it was textbook because they were, like, redeeming Rex. They were, like, redeeming him. And then he literally mutters the words that you cannot say, which is, I'll be right back. And I was like, oh, bro's going to go out and fucking die. And I'm like, what is Rex doing to Invincible, a Mark multiversal, like, character? Like, what is he doing? I will say his death sequence is crazy. He's like, you're out of everything. And he's like, I've got my whole fucking skeleton. That went pretty hard. I won't lie. That went pretty hard, but damn.
Hey, since we're talking it, bro, I just, the fucking like way they drew Mark, like using his face to like beat his shit in, like with his eye, like getting more and more blood around it. Oh, that shit was cool.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Dude. That finale episode is like Dragon Ball Super Broly level shit, bro. Like That finale of season three is like insane, like actually crazy. I was like, damn, dude, like this show really is that. Like, there's a reason this show was so popular. Like, this show was everywhere, dude. I was getting like edits everywhere. People were talking about, like, it was nuts.
Yeah, I think the crazy thing about it is kids love Invincible. I recently was playing Among Us VR. You know the Among Us game we did for Squad?
Wait, you play VR?
Not VR. I was just playing the Among Us 3D, which is okay. Among Us VR. But kids play that game all the time. And every game in which there are kids on the mic, they are referencing Among Us. Like, Roblox has a million Invincible things. When I was playing Among Us, it was like, stand ready for my arrival, worm. And I'm like, dude, kids love Invincible.
Damn.
He's actually a huge deal for kids. And also, since we were talking about that Dragon Ball thing, tying it all back, I do have a problem now where Steven Yeun, I think is his name, the guy that voices Invincible.
Yeah.
Because he just uses his normal speaking voice for Invincible, he just fucking, like, every time I see, like, he was in Mickey 17, and he just sounded like Invincible the entire time.
Oh,
it was,
shit.
It's like, really fucks me up, dude. Even, like, Kenzie's not, she didn't pick it up, but she was like, he sounds like somebody. And I was like, yeah, it's Mark Grayson. he's just fucking, he's like, hey, Mickey, it's me. And it just, like, you literally could just draw Invincible in the same scenes and it would sound exactly alike.
Dude, a freaking Breaking Bad, Aaron Paul's character and him sounding.
Dude,
just
no, like, that was my favorite fucking episode. I fucking love Powerflex.
Yes, Powerflex, that's it.
Dude, that was my favorite fucking character. That shit was good casting. I know casting stars, people see it as corny. That one I actually liked,
though. Yeah, no, well, no, I was bringing him up mostly as a whole to just, I guess, bring it full circle. Yeah, dude, I feel like the entire cast, like, I'm not kidding. Jeffrey Dean Morgan is Conquest, and I've seen it also brought up a lot in Invincible's case where people are like upset that they're hiring these like A-list actors that are very, very expensive, I'm sure, to get on the mic. And instead should use that money to pay animators to make the show a bit prettier, which, by the way, I don't really know why people have an issue with the show. I think the show looks fine.
I think it looks good. I've never really gotten it. Like, sometimes, yeah, but
I mean, no, does it?
Nothing like that crazy.
Are there any moments in that show that look close to the Dragon Ball episode we watched today? No, like, not really.
Not really. But also, I think the reason I think that is they do these commercials before seasons where it's like the lighting's different and the characters look a little different. And people are like, wow, this looks amazing. They should animate the whole show like this. I actually think that looks butt fucking ugly. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, it's like way too overdone. I'm sure somebody knows what I'm talking about, probably disagreeing with me right now.
Oh, the meta joke that they did inside the, I think was it season two or season three where he goes to the like Comic-Con or whatever?
Oh yeah. That was in the comic books.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, it was, it was a spin on a joke in the comic books.
Okay.
The, in the comic books, they go to a comic book writer and it's a joke about how they like reuse drawings for panels. And it's like, oh, that's lazy. But in this one, it was like a joke about animation because the medium had changed. So it was actually like pretty fucking smart stuff, actually. Here, let me see if I can comic book joke Invincible.
It's similar to the JJK character that I could not believe was doing the making fun of the people that upscale it to 60 frames per second and stuff. I don't know. Wait, did you ever actually watch JJK season two, or have you only ever read it?
I think so. I'm pretty sure I watched it.
Which, I mean, I think he does it in... Oh, that's great.
Nano's reading the comic book variation of the same joke he was talking about.
Yeah. That's great.
What were you saying?
Oh, I was just talking about the JJK character, that kind of similar, like, breaking the fourth wall. I mean, it's literally the character that his abilities are based around, like, animation.
Oh, the comedy guy. Oh, wait.
The guy's abilities are literally based around like actual animation and frames specifically. So he could like move outside of like frames or something like that. It's been like a year and a half since I watched season two of JJK. So it's been like a minute. But...
Why am I not? I have no idea who you're talking about now. I thought I did, but now I'm confused.
Wait, really?
Yeah. I don't remember who you're talking about.
Hang on. It's this guy. It's the guy with the kind of older guy with the mustache, the pointy mustache.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, I'm still showing my... Am I still showing my
screen? Yeah, you're showing your screen, bro. I saw the picture.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I also saw that other stuff you were looking at, but I just thought maybe not to bring it up on the podcast. I don't know. It was just a lot of, I don't know. It was a lot. We'll just move past that.
I don't remember what, I was just Googling characters.
Yeah, it was just characters, like, but the, I don't know if you needed to look up those images. Yeah, no, it's fine.
Damn, geez, Donald, it's just some fan art, man.
I know it was, but it was, I don't know.
Why you gotta be like that?
Yeah, I just, like, I didn't see those conquest scenes in the show, is what I'm saying.
I forgot I was sharing my screen to you. That's super funny. I've been trying to figure out, like I'm just being,
I saw everything, bro.
Damn.
All of it, bro. Every single thing. Anyway, my favorite part about Powerplex is that he got... I like that the show showed, like, sometimes mentally ill people, like, he got what he wanted and he just went back to being a normal citizen. That shit found the fuck out of me. He killed an invincible clone and then he was just doing community service, rebuilding the town. Like, he was healed. He was reformed.
Yeah, until he wasn't.
Well, yeah, then Invincible showed back up and everybody started applauding and then that he fucking got triggered.
I did think his ability was also really cool. Like, getting punched more to get... Like, it's literally the anti-invincible ability, which is, like, super, I don't know.
He was a really cool character. Really funny, though.
He
can't keep getting away with it, the anime supervillain.
Either way, if I had to give season 3 of Invincible a rating here on the podcast, it'd probably be, like, a 9 out of 10. It was very good. I genuinely really, really enjoyed that. Like, I've not been in a mood to, like, really... I gotta watch this next episode in a long time on a show. Oh, I guess since I did my Stranger Things sort of like run through, and that show had me hooked, bro. I was like watching like 15 minutes here, 20. I was like eating my lunch, watching like 20 minutes on my laptop. Like, I was locked in on that show specifically. I needed it. Anyways, Dotto, I think I hear some music, man.
Oh yeah, no, it's time to go. They're playing us out.
They said it's time. Man.
Yeah, bro, it's time for that storm to roll in.
I feel like they said it's time or something, you know?
I
feel like that's what this music is saying.
Yeah, it's telling me one more bonus.